Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your morning news for Friday, October 21st. Gray Bruce OPP say the active incident that closed Highway 21 yesterday was a gunfire report. OPP say at about 7 yesterday morning, they responded to a report of gunfire at a residence south of Denny's Dam near Highway 21. Gray Bruce OPP, Saugeen Shores Police, the Tactics and Rescue Unit, and the Emergency Response Team, along with the K-9 unit, responded to the area. Police say Highway 21 was closed for several hours until it was determined that there was no threat to public safety. OPP say there were no injuries and add that their investigation is ongoing. Local police from Saugeen Shores, Owen Sound, and Gray Bruce OPP attended the funerals in Barrie of two South Simcoe police officers yesterday who were killed recently while responding to a call. Constables Morgan Russell and Devin Northrup were remembered as two officers devoted to their community. Meanwhile, a 37-year-old man has been charged with first-degree murder in the death of an RCMP officer in BC. On Tuesday, 31-year-old Constable Shailen Yang was fatally stabbed while on patrol. Thousands of first responders gathered for an afternoon and evening procession in Burnaby in her honor. The New Horizons Seniors Program is taking grant applications for projects that make a difference in the lives of seniors in their communities. Eligible organizations can apply for up to $25,000 for projects that are led by seniors and are volunteer-based. Bruce Gray Owen Sound MP Alex Ruff says there are a number of program objectives.
To engage seniors in the community, expand awareness of elder abuse, including financial abuse, support social participation and inclusion of seniors, and provide capital assistance for new and existing community projects and programs for seniors.
Local groups and organizations can apply until November 1st. You can do that by looking up the New Horizons Seniors Program grant on the Government of Canada's website. Sixth graders in Ontario are struggling with math more than they were 2 years ago. A report from the Education Quality and Accountability Office, or EQAO, finds 47% of grade 6 students passed their standardized math tests. That compares to 50% in 2020. A leadership election in the UK is expected to be held next Friday after British Prime Minister Liz Truss announced her resignation. After just 6 weeks on the job, Truss's departure follows weeks of controversy over her economic plan. Some of the potential leaders being talked about are previous competitors Rishi Sunak and Penny Mordaunt, even Boris Johnson again, or Defence Secretary Ben Wallace, among others. The BBC says each candidate would need 100 nominations from sitting MPs, and with 357 MPs, that's maximum three candidates that could even get on a ballot. The opposition says the governing Tories should put the country out of its misery and call an election, but the UK's Conservatives trail by 40 percentage points in the polls and would be decimated if an election was held now. Pundits say they'll try to hang on, and they can legally stay in power for another couple of years. Briefly in business news, markets look poised to open down today. The TSX in Toronto opens at 18,579 after going down 95 points yesterday. The Dow Jones is down 126 points in pre-market. Our dollar is trading at 72.36 U.S. cents, down 29 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $84.92, up 41 cents a barrel. Now time for a check on sports. Here's Fred Wallace.
Good morning. In Major League Baseball playoffs in the American League Championship Series last night, Alex Bregman with a three-run homer for the Houston Astros. They beat the New York Yankees 3-2, and so the Astros lead the best of seven 2-0. National League Series resumes tonight in Philadelphia. The Phillies and San Diego tied at 1. The NFL last night saw Arizona move to 3-4 as the Cardinals beat New Orleans 42-34. Blue Water Football in Port Elgin last night, or yesterday afternoon, the St. Mary's Mustangs shutting out the Saugeen District Royals 16-0. Mustangs now 4-0. In the NHL, the Leafs beat Dallas 3-2 in overtime. Nick Robertson with the game-winning goal. Knights of Meaford over the South Muskoka Shield 9-6 in the Greater Metro Junior Hockey League. More hockey notes are posted on the RE/MAX Graber's Realty Sports page. Simply go to BayshoreBroadcasting.ca. RE/MAX, your unfair advantage, because we've done this over 2 million times.